This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to a nation and to a people today. And the question is, are we hearing what God has to say? When we serve, we reflect the heart of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Service is not reserved for a chosen few. It is the calling of every believer. Whether it is in offering a word of kindness, a helping hand, or standing in the gap for those in need, each of us should be participating in the ongoing work of God's kingdom. I heard the other day someone saying he was going to give someone a piece of his mind. I heard the other day someone say that they wanted to do some work as well. And what I had learned was that one of the person that I heard say something completely unique and different. He said that he hoped the things that he was doing would get him into heaven. And I challenge my evangelical brothers to say that if he's embraced by the evangelical community for saying that, then he needs to go back and look at the doctrinal implication, because work don't get you into heaven.
Right. Amen.
Service and work gets you rewards. Salvation is a gift from God. When Christ came, suffered, and died, he provided salvation for all of us. And our works is part, our service is part of a reward system. So if he thinks he's going to work his way into heaven, I beg the difference. Because he does not know his scripture. I don't think he knows it anyway. He can hold a Bible up, but he don't even quote it correctly. We need to watch out for false teaching and false doctrine that is propagating itself over the land. I hope what I do will get me into heaven. It doesn't work like that. When we repent of our sin, accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, and receive our new birth or rebirth or be born again, we get the promise of heaven. Christ, repentance, rebirth, being born again, we get heaven. That's the concept. There is no salvation for anybody who does not accept Christ, who have not been born again. God set the parameters for the service that we do, for the rewards that we will get when we get to heaven. And I will reward you when I come. Thank you. In the historical text, Paul states, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Paul is saying, I urge you, I encourage you by the mercies of God. God's mercy is his loving kindness. Withholding punishment or judgment of any offense we have committed. As believers, we are urged to serve and encouraged to serve others and the Lord as well. As believers, offering of our total life as a sacrifice to God is consecrated service. God knows whether we are true or not. He knows whether our worship is real. How many of us have been coming to church for 50 years because out of legalism, literally a law thing, mom told us to come to church, so we came. Every Sunday we was here. We was even forced to go to Sunday school. I know because I didn't want to go to Sunday school, and you didn't either. But out of legalism, we came, and the Lord says, I have to get you from this legalistic principle to a conditional of your love and your commitment and your dedication to me. I need you to love me with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. I need you to want to come into the house of the Lord, serving me with gladness, magnifying the name of the Lord God because he's been good to you. We need to learn how great God is from the teaching of God's word and know what God's word is doing internally within our life. We need to stop pretending that we know the Lord, but we act like the world. God's mercy is his kindness that he has given to all of us. And if there's ever a time that we need mercy, we need it now. My brothers and sisters, believers offering of his total life as a sacrifice to God is consecrated service. This consecrated offering, this offering represents a complete lifestyle change. As believers, we are encouraged to fulfill our calling to service. As believers, serving the Lord is not an act. There is no greater honor than to be called into service. There is no sacrifice too great for us as Christians. John 15 and 16 states, for you did not choose me, but I chose you. We would have never chose him because we did not know him. So he chose us. Before the foundation of the world, he knew who we were. He knew the lifestyle that we would live. He knew when we would come to church, if we were sincere in our worship or praise, or whether we were just here because our name was on the roll. He know whether we are here to hear a word or we're here to criticize the messenger. Are we truly serving the Lord? Because this is the house of the Lord. When we enter into this covenant, when we enter into this place of worship and pray, the Lord should be getting the praise, the honor, as well as the glory. Where is your praise? From the weakest voice to the strongest voice, we give him praise, we give him honor, and we give him glory. If you won't give him praise, then the rocks will cry out and give him praise. And I don't want no rock to have my reward for what the Lord has done for me. My brothers and sisters, salvation is a gift from God. We are here today to embrace what God has done in our life. We've had 6 days to do what the world is doing, but this day is a holy day. Serving the Lord then is not merely a duty. It is a privilege born of relationship. Through Christ, we are drawn into fellowship with God and with one another, empowered by the Holy Spirit to walk in obedience and in love. Paul said, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In verse 2, Paul states, and do not be conformed to this world. There it is. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Good, acceptable, perfect.
Yes.
If I put it together, the acronym would be GAP, G-A-P. There shouldn't be any gaps in our service. There should not be any gaps in our service, in our worship, and in our praise. But there are gaps because we're here today. Fifth Sunday's coming, and I ain't going to be here. Because the children will be. Because the singing ain't going to be. In our worship and our praise, there should not be any gaps in our worship. Good, acceptable, and perfect, G-A-P. There shouldn't be any gaps in your praise. There shouldn't be any gap in your service. There shouldn't be any gap in your attendance.
Right.
Because you have a relationship with God.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You have a kinship with our Laker, our Creator, who got you up this morning and started you. I don't care if you have aching pains and bad backs and heartaches and feet problem. I don't care what your situation is. He got you up this morning. Somebody didn't get up this morning. If we think about how good God has been, we ought to be thanking him, glorifying him, praising him for getting us up this morning. I hear too many people say, I thank the Lord I'm here today. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is watching our conduct.
That's right, that's right.
Then Paul gave a command and said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our mind refers to a way of thinking or our disposition or the way we act and the way we treat one another. How you treating your fellow man? How do you act in their presence? Our mind has a big deal with how we treat one another. Our disposition. You can't walk up to me and buffalo me.
Come on.
That's your disposition. And it says something. And it makes a person back away. Your disposition can either draw or repel. The renewing of your mind is transformative. That simply means it's changing. You need to be changing the way you approach people and the way you speak and embrace. Transformative. Our life should be transformative, Mike, because we get from that word something called metamorphosis. And a metamorphosis is a complete change, Dwayne. It changes us completely and totally from the inside out, because you can change from the outside and still have a messy inside. But when you got a metamorphosis, it is a complete change from the way you used to be to the way you need to be when the Lord has come into your life. And that change will never take place unless the power of the Holy Spirit has done something in you.
That's right.
The key to this change is the mind. And the mind is the control center of one attitude, thoughts, feeling, and action.
Yes.
And the enemy will always try to attack our mind. And a Christ-like mindset is fundamental to Christian discipleship. Have you ever heard a person say, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.